This is Rise Up Radio on WBAI 99.5 FM, where the next generation of activists joins the Pacifica community. Rise Up Radio is a youth-produced social justice radio show focusing on youth, political organizing, and culture. And you're listening to Back in the Day by Erykah Badu. I'm going to be playing Erykah Badu tracks because that's the CD that I'm feeling right now. On our show today, we'll be discussing the war perpetrated on communities of color by the police. And we'll end on a positive note by highlighting a new book featuring portraits of artists and activists. But first, the latest in youth news.
This week, the U.S. Army admitted that American soldiers had killed six Afghani children in an attack last week. The children were apparently crushed by a wall that fell on them when U.S. warplanes and special forces attacked a compound that held weapons of alleged Al-Qaeda members. In explaining the killings, military spokesman Lieutenant Colonel Brian Hilferty said, quote, "In this incident, if non-combatants surround themselves with thousands of weapons and hundreds of rounds of ammunition and howitzers and mortars in a compound known to be used by a terrorist, we are not completely responsible for the consequences." Those six deaths followed U.S. apologies for the deaths of nine children killed in a separate attack last weekend. And Israeli soldiers shot and killed a 16-year-old boy on Wednesday in Olandia. The Israeli Defense Forces said that Faris Ibrahim was throwing stones at nearby soldiers. Palestinian sources said that Ibrahim was shot in the head by the troops. In domestic news, a Florida appeals court this week granted a new trial to Lionel Tate. Tate was tried as an adult when at age 12 he was convicted of murdering a young playmate. His case made international headlines and became a flashpoint in the ongoing debates around trying youths as adults. Tate is now 16. His lawyers plan to ask for his release on bond pending the appeal. In youth health news, the United Kingdom has banned many antidepressant drugs from use in children because of evidence suppressed for years that they can cause young patients to become suicidal. This according to The Guardian UK. All drugs known as selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, or SSRIs, will be prohibited except for Prozac. Clinical trials had long suggested that children became increasingly depressed, even suicidal, while on the drugs. Trials had also shown that some became hooked to the drugs and suffered intense side effects when attempting to go off them. But the drug companies did not draw these problems to the attention of regulators in America or the UK. It is estimated that there are as many as 50,000 children on antidepressants in Britain. No information available on how many are on antidepressants in America. In free speech news, the Supreme Court ruled this week that civil rights activist Rosa Parks can proceed with her lawsuit against the hip-hop group OutKast. She has claimed that the group's use of her name in a song called Rosa Parks without her permission constituted false advertising and infringed on her right to publicity. OutKast, on the other hand, believes that their use of her name is fully protected by free speech laws, and their lawyer says his clients look forward to winning the case. More hip-hop-related news. Hip-hop impresario Russell Simmons this week announced that his Rush card, a prepaid credit card aimed at the young urban consumer, will partner with tax preparer Jackson Hewitt. Simmons says that the partnership will save low-income consumers money by helping them to avoid check cashing fees. But consumer advocates say that tax preparers like Jackson Hewitt and competitor H&R Block charge high fees for unnecessary services and target low-income communities where there is often free tax preparation available. More on this as tax season approaches. And finally, in sports, Brazil, Spain, and Colombia advanced this week to the quarterfinals of the FIFA World Youth Soccer Championship, now being held in the United Arab Emirates. In today's quarterfinals, the United States plays defending champion Argentina, Spain faces Canada, Colombia goes against the UAE, and Brazil meets Japan. If the Americans win, they would play the Brazil-Japan winner on Monday. For Rise Up Radio, I'm Kat Aaron with some of the latest in youth news.
And you're listening to Rise Up Radio on WBAI. I'm your host today, Saki. I'm here with Zamani, and we'll be right back after this music break.
Brothers got this complex
Yes, yes, yes. This is WBAI 99.5 FM New York, streaming live at www.wbai.org. That was Danger by Erykah Badu that you just heard.